Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, October 31. Coming up, Zika cases on the decline, new plea bargaining legislation to be submitted to Cabinet, and diaspora to raise $2 million US dollars for education. The news in detail after this message.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the country is seeing a reduction in the infection rate of the Zika virus. Dr. Tufton, who was recently addressing a press briefing at his New Kingston offices, urged persons to continue to take protective measures against the mosquito-borne illness.
We want to just encourage persons not to be complacent. We continue to prepare and are ready to deal with whatever eventuality may occur as it relates to the severe cases.
Minister Tufton says the reduction is encouraging news and the ministry is moving to a point where there will be less cases over time. Director of Family Health Services in the ministry, Dr. Simone Spencer, noted that 70% of the population will get some form of Zika, with 20% having symptoms. A cabinet submission is to be tabled to pass new plea bargaining legislation in Jamaica in a bid to speed up the process of justice and reduce the caseload of the courts. The Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreements Act 2005, which allows an accused person to enter into an agreement with the prosecution for a reduced penalty, was passed in 2005 and amended in 2010. Justice Minister Deroy Chuck says the legislation is rarely used, with only 10 plea deals between 2010 and 2013.
It is an accepted plea of practice that an accused person should be given credit or discount for pleading guilty. This, it is believed, will save the court both time and resources. However, Mr. Speaker, the courts may, in the exercise of its discretion, in exceptional cases, refuse to grant any discount.
Among the recommended provisions is to allow either the defense or the prosecution to initiate plea bargaining discussions and to enable both prosecution and defense counsel to propose a sentence which the accused will receive. The Jamaica Diaspora Education Task Force has launched a campaign to raise $2 million US dollars over the next 3 months to support education in Jamaica. The fundraiser, dubbed Pledge to Build, was officially launched by Jamaican Ambassador to the United States, Audrey Marks, at a reception held Saturday in Washington, D.C. Funds collected will go towards the upgrading of early childhood at primary schools across the island, as well as the professional development and training of teachers at various levels. Ambassador Marks says since its inception in 2013, the task force has become a model for diaspora engagement in education. Its approach has been one of fact-finding, partnership, integration, and implementation. In 2014, the team staged its first education summit and facilitated a number of projects, including teacher training and the provision of scholarships and laptops to students. And Chief Executive Officer of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, Dennis Chung, says a proper corporate governance framework will be critical in eliminating the potential for waste and corruption in the public sector. Mr. Chung says the PSOJ has worked closely with the government to put together a framework for public sector bodies. He expects that with this implementation, there will be a greater degree of efficiency in the operations of the sector.
We're also working with the Jamaica Stock Exchange, who has launched the Corporate Governance Index, which means that listed companies are now going to be rated according to an index in terms of their practice of corporate governance. And the PSOJ has been selected to be the body that will compile the indices for the various companies. And that should be launched next year.
Mr. Chung was addressing the recently held Government of Jamaica Audit Committee conference in Kingston. A corporate governance framework is a set of rules and practices through which a board of directors ensures accountability, fairness, and transparency in an organization's relationship with its stakeholders. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.